With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
PM. So come on down and celebrate at Gold Strike. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
When you compare the Humana Gold Plus HMO plan with other plans, there's no comparison. That's because it's Tennessee's only 5 out of 5-star CMS-rated Medicare Advantage HMO plan. The only one. No other Medicare Advantage HMO plan in Tennessee received excellent ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in all 5 categories, including managing chronic conditions, helping members stay healthy, and providing a great member experience. And there's no need to wait. You can switch out of your current plan and enroll in the Humana Gold Plus HMO H4661 anytime you want. Like right now, for instance. Find out why this Humana plan has no comparison. And make the switch by calling a licensed Humana sales agent at 1-800-526-5339 or visiting Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO organization with a Medicare contract. Every year, Medicare evaluates plans based on a 5-star rating system. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Man, this what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to with one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table. Term. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail, clientele the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? So don't worry about my name, I gotta say.
Alright, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and welcome to Football Week. We're officially here. It's football time in Memphis. Tigers going to open against Ole Miss this weekend. We're all excited about it. Some of us have had some fantasy drafts, maybe our first fantasy draft over the weekend. John, in the middle of it, or I guess toward the end. Boy, did we get some shocking news out of Indianapolis, who just so happens my Chicago Bears were playing.
Yep.
And boy, was there some shocking reaction to Andrew Luck's announcement that he's retiring from the league. John, I will always remember that it was you that sent me the text first.
Thank
I couldn't
you.
Believe, I thought you were lying.
I didn't know what to do.
Then I got over to Shefty. I mean, and saw it, and there it was, and shocking. Just shocking news about Andrew Luck.
I mean, the guy, I don't even know if he's 30 years old yet.
He's 29, I think.
Yeah, he's 29. And it felt like, you know, he was at the peak of his powers. He'd finally gotten healthy again, and he won the Comeback Player of the Year award last year in the NFL. And, you know, obviously they went 9-1 down the stretch to make the playoffs in Indianapolis. So it really just felt like they were, you know, especially he was, you know, he was back. You know, it felt like he was just coming back and rounding back into form. And
it would probably get through this. At least
yes.
That's how I felt. And you still, that you know, at some point we'd see him this season. That's how you're feeling.
You know, you know those scenes, you know, like the newsroom where big news breaks and, like, you know, papers are flying everywhere and people
yes.
are running around the newsroom. You know, that's how I felt in my house.
You've broken a lot of big stories. Can you imagine the blood that was pumping through Shefty's, you know,
Yeah, that's a big
veins
one.
As he breaks this during the game.
Well, it's the most shocking retirement in the NFL ever.
No question.
You know,
I'd venture to say biggest news he's ever broken just because of the situation.
I don't know exactly. I'd have to go back and look, but I it's got to be top three for sure. You know, to get that in the middle of a game for, you know, one of the premier quarterbacks in the NFL.
He said his hands were shaking.
When nobody saw this coming.
Right.
You know, everybody was like, okay, well, you know, is he gonna play week one? Is he gonna be managing pain all year long? Nobody thought he was going to retire until this weekend. And so, yes, it was absolutely shocking news. We have a lot to get to on the show today. Here is the schedule. At 11:25, we're going to be joined by Jason Fitz. Jason Fitz, you can hear him every single morning right here on 92.9 FM ESPN as part of Golic and Wingo. We will talk to him about a number of things. We will talk to him about the Andrew Luck retirement. We will talk to him about what it sort of does in the AFC South.
Yeah.
You know, like how much does it open up the AFC South specifically for the Tennessee Titans? We will discuss that with Fitz. And also here momentarily at 12:25, we will continue the NFL conversation with Frank Schwab from Yahoo. And then at 1:25, big game this weekend. Not sure if you guys know, week one of the college football season, Memphis Ole Miss on ABC, 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Big one.
Yep.
And this ain't no biggest bargaining fun stuff either.
No. This is the real deal,
Holyfield.
It is indeed. So Olivia Decker is going to be in town as part of the broadcast. So we're going to talk to her at 1:25 about what she thinks about the game, some college football, and more at 1:25. She, of course, is the wife of Sam Decker, former first-round NBA draft pick.
Sam, very lucky man.
She's
gifted, smart, and she'll move up fast, and already has.
I guess
she's in her fourth or fifth season.
I guess at some point there are a couple of things we should address.
Yep.
Before we get into Andrew Luck.
Yep.
Would you like to begin? Would you like to begin with what happened on Friday night, or would you like to start with what happened on Saturday morning?
Nope. Well, what happened on? Are we talking about the same thing Saturday morning? I'm talking about what's in front of me right now.
Yes, that's Saturday morning.
Let it hit. Let it hit. This man in front of me today, my brother and co-host John Martin, coming up in here looking like vanilla ice. Icy sweet, looking like a vanilla swisher sweet. Went all white on him, John Martin, this evening. Did you get a blonde perm? What did you do, bro?
I didn't get a perm.
I can't tell, is it blonde or is it white? John Martin's done something with his hair, ladies and gentlemen. Just like that Andrew Luck news, man, it shocked me when I saw it this morning. What you got going on there, bro?
Hey, it's platinum blonde.
Platinum blonde. Okay, well, see, white folks know that. I don't know that color. Now, thank you for putting that right for me. Yeah. You're educating me now.
What would you like to know, man? What would you like to know?
What the hell was going on in your mind? Is that a fair question? Or am I going too far there?
Everybody thinks there's something wrong with
me. Is this a millennial crisis?
Well, okay, first of all, let's go through a couple of things. One, this was the trend back in like the late 90s, right? In the early 2000s. This is what everybody did. You know, every white male. You know, Eminem.
And I have seen some white male hate today on you.
Eminem, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. You know, that is... You know, I get a lot of hate from white males. Typically, that's where it always is from. And I have my own theories for that. I think.
Did you give them more ammo this weekend?
A lot of it is because I pull off the things they wish they could.
Oh, my Lord.
That's where a lot of it comes
Woo-hoo-hoo!
From. But again, though, I mean, does my wife like it? No. She does not like it.
Oh, well, let's get down to the real.
But do I like it? Yes.
So she didn't give you the okay on this.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Giannotto would have needed to get a pass on this from the wife. You did not need a pass from the wife, huh?
You know what? And maybe there's a lesson in there somewhere, you know? But I felt like,
listen to your wife. We all know the lesson.
I felt like you didn't even include her. I felt like who am I to tell her what she can do with her body and her hair?
Bro, that's like Jay-Z not including Kaepernick, fool. It's like Jay-Z not including Kaepernick in the new move. How you not gonna include Sam in these decisions?
I included her, but it was a decision that only I could make.
Well, we're not gonna spend any more time on it. John, it's shocking. Here's my hot take.
because you're not hearing a lot of this today. You're hearing a lot of the opposite. I like it. I'm with. It's not just because we're brothers either, and I'm not just blowing smoke.
Man, thank
you. I think
you.
It does something for you.
Thank you,
all right?
Bro.
I want to see you in the clubs, all right? I want to see you buying the bar because that's what that look says to me. You understand?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I'll take my hat off so everybody can see, Brad, because you just kind of got the video of me with the hat on.
All right.
So I'll take my hat off. I don't care.
It's like Brad getting the video when you lost in the Madden tournament this weekend, and not the video when you actually, you know, when everybody was
left lit. A little bit to be desired, right?
Man, it looks good to me, bro.
Man, thank you, bro.
What? It looks softer. Is that a perm?
It's not a perm, man.
Listen, I know I was joking around too with the Vanilla Ice music. It does. I agree with you.
You know, hey,
it looks good on Jar.
By the way, you don't have to say it just because it's me. Like I can handle it.
Trust me, I wouldn't.
Should you have dyed the beard as well?
No, no, no.
Kind of throws us off. Or you want to shave that?
Yeah,
that's another color.
I need to shave this for sure.
Yeah, the carpet doesn't match the
the drapes.
Yeah.
Now, did you sit under a heat lamp?
Huh? Yeah, well, like an activator.
Then you got a perm, brothers. What you got there? Don't fight that. Don't fight the fact that it's a perm. You got underneath a heat lamp. That's a perm,
bro. That's because you have to activate.
That's why it looks softer.
I just want to give you a little education.
Looking like white velvet over there.
Into the art.
Would you like some white cake?
White man's hair. Yeah. You know. So can I real quick the process? Are you interested in the process?
I think I know the process. You got under a heat lamp. You dyed it.
Well, no. You first of all, Sydney. That's Sydney Nason. She did a great job with it.
That's wonderful.
She takes like a paintbrush applicator, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she like just goes over my hair with this color over and over and over again. Like I'm sitting in that chair for like 45 minutes.
You had some foil in there.
No foil. And then she puts something over. She puts like a shower cap over my head, and I go sit under the lamp.
Did it burn a little bit?
At the end, it started to burn a little bit at the end. Mm-hmm. And then I get a shampoo, and then I'm ready to go.
Well, I'm not going to hate on you because you got too many white men around here doing just fine with
thank
that.
Thank you, bro.
All right, bro?
Thank you, bro.
All right.
So that,
hey, listen,
yes.
Look, a lot of folks hate on that song right there.
Yes.
All right, but not me. Not me. It was Vanilla Ice's best song.
Yes.
You understand?
I want to say, though, that I'm okay. Like, this is not like a cry for help. Like, a lot of people think that something is psychologically wrong with me because I did this.
Is it a tribute to anyone or anything?
No. No tribute.
No, Saturday morning decision.
Just
change. I want to change my life.
Just did it.
Yeah.
What's the woman who has that show, Change My Life, Iyanla?
Do the work. Exactly.
What's her name?
Iyanla.
You said it right. Yeah.
Do the work.
Change my life, Iyanla. Right.
This wasn't a byproduct of you getting your butt whooped on Friday night at the Madden tournament.
I need to change my life after that ill.
Yes.
Rodney Perry.
Actually, it was. That loss on Friday sent me into a spiral personally.
All right, enough. We got big news, and it's believe it or not, it's not your hair.
No, I would have been fine. I would have been fine and never talk about it, bro. You know, but I understand that it's a topic of discussion.
Oh, stop! You love talking about yourself. Don't act like this ain't your sweet spot.
What's the line from Django, man?
Would you like some white cake?
That's what you say. That's what you're calling my
hair. That's what your character says, Leonardo.
And that's what you're calling my hair, man.
Yeah,
white cake.
That's what man. White velvet cake.
Well, thank you for the support, as always,
bro. I'll be here for you, brother.
I appreciate it.
When these folks are dogging you out there.
Man, thank you for this, bro. All right. You mentioned we do have some big news to get to that does not include my hair, okay? And that is the retirement of Andrew Luck.
Yes.
A couple of different things about the retirement of Andrew Luck as well, because all these stories typically have angles and layers and things like that. So Andrew Luck retires. Shocking.
Yep.
But not – it's shocking because it happened – but it's not surprising that it happened. I think when you take into account the injuries that he has battled, how hard it has been for him to get back on the football field.
Yep.
If I'd have told you, hey, Andrew Luck's gonna retire, you'd be like, wow. I mean, that's shocking, but I guess I understand it because of all the injuries that he's dealt with and things like that. So it's shocking because it actually happened when it happened. But it's not altogether, I don't think, surprising. When something like this happens, we live in a culture where Every development has to have an opinion, right? There has to be, and it has to be an extreme opinion to register, right?
And quick.
Yes. So it has to be. You're going to have your guys like Dan Dockage. You're going to have your guys like Doug Gottlieb. You know, Doug Gottlieb says something to the effect of, you know, he's just tired of rehabbing, so he quits.
Yeah, like millennials do.
Yeah, like he exactly. He invoked the word millennial.
Come on, brother.
Which is, you know, that's like their go-to. That's like their, you know, that's their brand. You know, it's like make fun of millennials for something. Any thoughts really quickly on that?
Oh, come on. Look at who it's coming from. I mean, everybody's told you it's an old take to say at this point. Look at Doug Gottlieb, who yes, has a checkered history when he was growing up, right? What was it? He stole credit cards. So look at who it's coming from in terms of you judging him and calling him millennial. A lot of folks have said, well, you know, stealing credit. Again, that's something in his past. He's gone on from that, but it's fair to bring up. And again, if you're going to call a guy, you know, if you're basically saying he's soft and quitting, right, doesn't want to rehab like a millennial, brother, then your past is right up there to be judged as well. And most people have, and sort of taken that take, how could you say that, Doug Gottlieb? That's pretty much, you know, I'm in the same boat. If you're gonna throw that stone, be prepared to have them stones coming back at your house. So,
right.
And that's again, you know, but that's sort of Gottlieb too. That's what he does. He took the take that was going to get the most reaction. And certainly this is, you know, he sort of does a heel role a lot of times. Him and Doc have sort of in that same boat.
Right. Trey Wingo said on their show today that for, you know, Doc, to make sure your backyard's clean before.
That's
you know,
the same thing.
Yeah. You start taking shots at Andrew Luck. So that's the first thing. Secondly, as he's walking off the field,
he's
booed. Again, it's not like Lucas Oil was not collectively booing Andrew Luck, you know?
Felt like it. But because, of course, the camera's on him as he's walking out. It feels like it.
It was, you know, a smattering, who knows how many exactly. He was booed.
Oh, he was booed.
He was booed by more than one or two fans.
No way around that.
As he was walking off the field for what could very likely be the last time unless he changes his mind. And I know, you know, you come down one or two ways on that. I'll ask you, what did you think of the fact that as he walked off the field for, you know, again, what he says is the last time, he was booed?
My take has gradually evolved. I think it was Bennett that sent us the video of that first, or you may have seen it before before Bennett sent it. We saw it this weekend. My first reaction was, gosh, that's awful. That's an awful thing of fans to do. And you're looking at Luck kind of telling the guy that comes beside him almost like, thank you for helping, you know, escort me off and kind of helping try to shield me from this, you know what I'm saying, as you're walking me out. So initially, I guess the feeling is you feel bad for Luck because it feels like, you know, everything's sort of raining down on him. This is a guy who's, to your point, has been beat up. He's a lacerated kidney, missed a whole season, obviously, with the shoulder. He's been through a lot, so we get it. And he's going through the calf and the ankle right now. So we absolutely get that. But I must say, and to be fair here, and I I'm not a season ticket holder. Only had him for the Memphis Hustle. But I put myself in that man's shoes. The man who saw Andrew Luck come and make that great run this last year, right, come back and look like he's back. You know what I'm saying? No question about it. He was elite last year, threw 39 touchdowns, second most of his career. And so I'm all in this year, right? I bought season tickets. And look, this news was out there. You're going to, if Patriots fans buy season tickets, Tom Brady goes down, it's going to suck, right? But if you were a fan who was watching Friday night. You're watching Friday night.
Yep.
And you're saying to yourself, man, it's going to be a great season. Luck's going to play because he's standing right there on the sideline, right? I mean, he's standing there on the sideline. You're thinking through that Bears game, man, we're going to be good when Luck comes back. You're thinking he's going to make it back. And you get the news the way you did in the immediate. And, again, we're living in a real-time world now, man, where Schefter breaks that out there in the middle of the game. And so I say all that to say I can sort of understand, right, if you were all in the personal disappointment. Some people might say it's selfish, but, hey, you spent your hard-earned money, right? And one of the things we've said about people that spend their hard-earned money, fans that spend their hard-earned money, they've got the right to boo. What they don't have the right to do, I think we all agree, is cross the line, start calling that guy everything underneath the sun, stuff that you wouldn't want your kid to hear. That's what we all think. But if as a fan, you've got the right to boo. And so if I don't know. This is me. I wouldn't have booed Luck as much as I would have been booing the way the Colts allowed this to happen. Right, to get my hopes up. You've seen the stories now where the Colts, right, had a decision to make. Do we put this out on Friday?
Yep.
Or do we do it on Sunday after our game? And you see clearly that they should have done it on Friday because I feel like, in a way, John, they set Andrew up for this. Because, again, this is the Colts who, look at the way Schefter worded that tweet.
Yep.
This came from a Colt. This came from someone we think in the front office, someone from the Colts side. Right. So if this thing, if you thought it had any chance of breaking before Sunday, you needed to get this out because you had to know your fans' first reaction to this was going to be booing. And so I fault the Colts more than anything else. The booing of the Colts, I think, is rightful. If you want to do that, like I just said, I think it's fair to boo, period, if you've paid your money. But the way the Colts handle this, it set up Andrew Luck for this.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And you put Luck in that position to be booed the way he was that night. So I've got more fault, you know, I hold more blame on them than I do those fans who, a lot of people say, trash fans, shouldn't do that. You compare it to the KD thing, people say, well, this is your home fans, you shouldn't do that. That's a fair take. But again, it's the Colts to me that set him up for this.
I don't disagree with you. I think in that sense, it could have been done. You know, if he's telling teammates on Friday
that's what he's quitting,
right, which he did.
It was going to get out.
You know, and honestly, like how emotional was he when he's talking about Jacoby Brissett? You know, in that retirement press conference. If he's telling Jacoby Brissett, hey man, I'm quitting. This is your team now. If everybody sort of around the organization knows, then you should also know that this is going to get out.
That's what I'm saying. So it doesn't have to be. It could have been anyone on the team
exactly.
At that point that Shefty got it from.
You know, so the press conference, in a perfect world, if he's really sure he's going to do it on Friday and he's telling people, to me that's a kind of a beyond a point of no return, then it should have been done on Friday afternoon.
How'd you expect him to react when it comes out during the game?
Yes.
You were hoping it didn't break.
And you're right. Like, you are a paying consumer. You have a right, as long as you're not breaking the law, to boo.
Fundamentally.
To say whatever you want. Like, again, as long as it's not, like, you know, crossing a line. But I also would say that just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Well, it's fair. Yeah.
And I think when you sort of look at what Andrew Luck represented for this team, I mean, he, you know, who knows where the franchise could have gone after Peyton leaves? Who knows?
Sure.
They could have been around, wandering around in the wilderness forever.
Well, they looked up.
Like the Buffalo Bills after Jim Kelly's gone, right? Like, they could have been in the wilderness forever. Andrew Luck comes in, and they win two AFC South Division titles in 2013 and 2014. You know, he leads them to three straight playoff appearances his first three seasons.
Yeah.
You know, and it feels like that AFC title game in 2014, like, it feels like, you know, the steps would continue to be taken. I also think the Colts failed Andrew Luck in many ways, which is sort of why we're here, right? They never gave him the offensive line that he necessarily deserved, took way too many hits, but that's a different conversation. I would not be booing Andrew Luck if I was that fan. Now, that doesn't make me better or worse. I'm just saying that in that moment, I am, you know, this is a man who has clearly made a mental, you know, decision. I can't go on. I can't. And it's not for me in a violent game to say whether that's right or wrong.
What's been up? They're gladiators in the Coliseum back. Well, that's been our take. That's why you and I, John, can't do it, because
right.
We're not man enough for that kind of violence.
Now, I think I could play Tom Brady's position. But Andrew Luck plays a different position than Tom Brady.
You a fool. Because you can't play any position out there.
I disagree with that.
I can
most definitely punt. Like, I can run a fake punt.
Bro.
And get it off to the fullback in the flat. Absolutely.
You can't even beat Riley Ferguson in a 40.
You set it up.
And you didn't.
We didn't set it up.
Well, he didn't make it to the league.
Exactly. I think that says a lot. So my point is, I would not be booing Andrew Luck in that moment.
I think it's real easy for us to say that.
I wouldn't.
I think when you're getting that news and you're at the game, you're looking for something to boo, right? You're looking for, because you are disappointed.
Yes.
And if you could have marched Irsay or somebody like that out there, or the player or the front office person that leaked it to Schefter, right? You'd boo them just as much and maybe more.
Yep.
I think, again, I keep going back to, with this point, that they're walking him out there literally to... they're walking him out there to get killed at that point in the game. Like, you've set it up for him with the way this thing's broken. And so, again, John, when you're getting the news, then we just talked in this social media age, man. It's our jobs, but it's fans too. You have an opinion. You have a strong opinion. As soon as you see the news, it was natural. It was absolutely natural, and that's why I blame the Colts.
Yes,
that's why I blame the Colts because, again, I think I'm not speaking for those Colts fans, because is it right to boo? You have the right to your point, but should you do it? But again, you're looking for something to blame. You've sort of been set up here. You come to the game.
You're hurt.
You're absolutely hurt.
Because you're feeling like you're going to be able to win the division. You're going to make another run, you know, because you feel like you finish season 9-1. You make the playoffs. You win a game in the playoffs. Absolutely, you're hurt.
And so, depending upon how long you think they've known, or how long you think Andrew Luck has come to this conclusion,
right.
Y'all should have told me sooner.
And you can't expect fans, right? You can't expect fans to not voice their emotions and their opinions, especially in the heat of the moment.
I feel you on with what this guy's accomplished, what he's meant to your franchise.
Yes.
You guys could have fallen off a cliff. You didn't, because of Andrew Luck. I feel you on the, if you want to stand up and clap to fight those boos. Because, look, for what he's accomplished with them,
right.
Fans should be grateful. But, again, they've paid their money too, John.
Yes.
It's part of the reason why they're paid so much.
Yes, like, I will boo Actually, you know what? When Jamarcus Russell retired, you know, it was like a you cheered, you know, because you moved on from that error. You know, I think in this case, though, you know, I don't know if you applaud or whatever. I hope there is some sort of formal, you know, I hope there's something formal for Andrew Luck in Indianapolis, because I do think the guy, they didn't win a Super Bowl.
Oh, you know there will be, to right that wrong that went down.
But yes.
The way that, you know,
he said
that's the least the Colts can do.
He hurt. He said it
to
hurt.
To get this right.
Know?
Yeah, to have to hear it. And he spoke to – look, just looking at him, you can see a man that's deteriorated.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Over just physically looking at him. He looks a mess in that list, and I'm not trying to dog him out. I'm just saying he looks like someone who's been through it. Like he said, what, injury, pain, rehab, last 4 years, that's been his cycle. He looks like somebody who's been hurting every day.
Yep.
Just looking at his face. And so you can tell, too, the pain, right, that was associated with making this decision to step away. But there's no question about it. There's no way you can blame. We don't know if this guy's on painkillers every day, and it hurts to get out of bed.
Yep.
So for the Dan Dockages of the world to come out and question this guy's toughness,
yes.
Right, compare it to,
yes.
You know, it give me a break.
Yes.
Because you have no idea what that man's going through.
100%.
Hell, Dockages made the point to us, John, before he went crazy,
yep.
That at one point he battled depression.
Yep.
You understand what I'm
yep.
saying? You could be judging something he's going through mentally. Again, what if he's scared of getting addicted to painkillers?
Yep.
He's going through it.
Yep.
You got no idea, Dan Dockages. So the question is toughness. Again, John, when this man's playing a game that me and you couldn't even put on the damn helmet, neither could Dan Dockage, because it's so tough. It's ridiculous, man.
Well, I would need a specific
ridiculous,
helmet.
Dude.
I could put on a specific helmet.
But again, dude, listen again. We allow that to trigger us. We got to know. Gottlieb, Dockage, heels. That's
right.
Their gig to get us triggered.
Going,
that's
yes.
why you have those kinds
exactly.
of takes.
Exactly. We're going to talk to Jason Fitz about this story, what it means for the AFC South, what he thought about the booing. All this and more on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get in and win the 92.9 ATC Fitness College Football Pickoff. Log on to 92.9ESPN.com. Make your college football picks. Make your picks before kickoff. Collect points and you could win. Weekly winners get a 4-month free premium membership to ATC Fitness. And one grand prize winner gets a $500 gift card to Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool. $500 in gift cards to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. And a master built digital smoker from 92.9ESPN.com.
Hey everybody, big news. The all-new 2020 Chevy Silverado and the first Blazer in a decade are here at All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch. And once you drive them, you're gonna love them, people. If it's a Chevy, any Chevy, Olive Branch is where you need to go. Because Chevy's new All-Star lineup is where? Olive Branch. And All-Star Chevrolet is the best auto buying experience in the Mid-South. Find it, drive it, save time and money. Traverse, Tahoe, Corvette. They have the best new Chevy All-Star lineup ever. And don't forget to take the All-Star Challenge, which means you get the best deal anywhere. What you do is you take any written offer from any Mid-South auto dealer to All-Star Chevrolet, and they will give you a better deal. New or pre-owned. Or they buy you a tank of gas. It's that simple. So do yourself a favor and find new roads to All-Star Chevy in Olive Branch. Not South Haven, not the Pike, not Collierville. It's got to be Olive Branch for the win. So check them out now or go to allstarautogroup.com.
Regions wants to know, what's a financial tip you'd give your younger self?
Retirement is the best form of self-care.
Regions believes banking on your own terms is a big deal. Maybe you value great service and convenient solutions, or you simply want a banker that gets your priorities. Take control of your finances with the kind of financial clarity your younger self could only dream of.
There's no shame in showing up just for the free food.
Because some things are bigger than banking. Switch for good at regions.com/biggerthanbanking. Regions, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, even though the days are starting to get shorter, your list of stops grows longer. School, work, sports, fall outings. Now's the perfect time to have a Pep Boys ASC certified tech inspector brake system for all the important stops ahead.
Now at Pep Boys, save up to $120 on a Wagner premium brake service that includes a lifetime part replacement warranty. Schedule your appointment at pepboys.com now through August 31st. Up to $60 per axle after mail-in rebate. See restrictions at pepboys.com.
So visit your local Pep Boys service and tire center today.
It's home buying season, and Orion has the home mortgage you're looking for. Visit orionfcu.com and start your home buying process today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Right up to the party, hi.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Every Monday, we talk to Jason Fitz. We talk to Jason Fitz now.
It's ESPN's Jason Fitz. And hear him now, live with Jason and John.
Fitz, what's going on, man?
I am living that dream, boys. We are inching closer and closer to NFL season. I'm a happy man.
Yeah, and I'm not happy that it's not going to include Andrew Luck. You know, I really enjoyed watching him play. I really was a fan of the way that he went about it. I know there are a lot of layers to this. There are a lot of things that were said, a lot of things that happened afterward. But let's just start with the retirement itself. What did you think of the retirement when you heard the news?
I'm shocked. You know, and in today's world, I was sitting on the couch watching Miami and Florida play, thankful that college football is coming back. And when I saw the tweet first come by, I looked at my phone because I was certain I was looking at a fake account. I figured I'd been gotten by, you know, one of those burner, you know, Adam Schefter accounts. I don't know why anyone ever tweets those things, but that's what I figured. And when the red dot came on the screen and it said breaking news on ESPN, I mean, it floored me, and it was just a couple of weeks ago I was telling everybody that I had the Colts as my Super Bowl pick this year. I mean, I think they were set to be that good as a roster. So it's certainly a gut punch to Colts fans, and, you know, it's a gut punch to football fans because, frankly, the NFL got a little worse over the weekend, and that's rare that something like that happens.
What do you think of the booing first by the fans and then sort of the hotter takes, right, that were on the side that we all sort of dropped our mouths, whether it's Gottlieb or Dockage? First the booing and then sort of the hot takes afterwards.
Well, the booing to me makes no sense. And look, I know everybody has the right to boo. And my God, you know, if there were hidden cameras on me during a Raiders game, I'm sure I've said things I'm not proud of. We all know that. Mm-hmm. But in that moment, you got to think about what Andrew Luck has meant to the Colts, sort of the luxury the Colts have been through with Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning both. And the chapter that they've been able to put together that most of us as fans will never know, to have back-to-back epic quarterbacks. And then you think about what he's given for this team. Ryan Clark was telling the story over the weekend of finding out that after a playoff game that, you know, he played it, that Andrew Luck had played majority of the game with a lacerated kidney and the shoulder injuries. And we have to remember, the NFL is never – there's never a contract signed in the NFL about what you've already done. It's about what you're going to do next. So the way I look at it is Andrew Luck was paid handsomely to put up epic numbers for a franchise, and he did that. So I don't know what else the city feels like they were owed from all of it, and I don't have a sense that Andrew Luck went into this believing that, you know, anything other than he was going to try and rehab and get better. So what do you do if that's not happening and your heart's not in it anymore? I mean, you know, I don't want a quarterback that's there but mentally checked out and not into it. So you know, I don't really know what everyone expected. And then for the hot takes to have come from people to call this a millennial action,
yeah,
or to sit there and compare it to a steel mill worker, I mean, it's just ignorant on every possible level. Like, it's not a millennial action. It's the action of somebody that their heart isn't in it. It's a grind. And guess what? Mm-hmm. They've made $97 million from their playing career alone. I mean, that affords you the opportunity to decide what's best for you and your family. Andrew Luck finally recently married to a longtime girlfriend. I mean, he's got to make a decision of what matters most to him. And then to sit there and compare it to steel mill workers, well, I mean, if we're going to go down that road, this is what I say. And I say it to people every time when I'm, you know, if I'm working long hours on campus and people come in and they say, oh, you got to be so tired. I always say perspective matters to me. You know, there's somebody out there that worked three jobs today, you know, at a fryer and then at, you know, as a waitress, and they're just trying to put food on the table for a family, and they've got rough times. I mean, that's real for so many people, and that's the reality. That's not Andrew Luck's reality. It was never Andrew Luck's reality. So, you know, he doesn't owe the city or anybody else or Dan Dockett or anybody else anything other than what he's already done, which is, you know, play football at the highest possible level.
How much of a responsibility do you put on the Colts for Andrew getting booed the way he did? If you could have announced this on Friday, they had the decision of whether to do it on Friday or Sunday, though. And if teammates are already, Luck's already told them on Friday, and if the Colts know, don't you have a fear that this thing could sort of break on Saturday? And, hey, we've got a game, and shouldn't you take some consideration of that possibly in terms of what it could set Luck up for if that news breaks before we're ready to put out Sunday? I just feel like, Jason, they should have done it earlier. And for that reason, I'm more mad at the Colts organization sort of for putting him out there than I am at the fans for booing. I sort of get the booing. I get your point too, but the Colts set him up for that, man. They should have announced it on Friday.
pattern of failure for the Colts. I mean,
no doubt.
They've done nothing but fail Andrew Luck throughout. Look,
agreed.
There's been some conversation on Twitter, which is always, you know, tough to judge. But there's been conversation about should Adam Schefter have even broken the story in that moment? Of course he should. He's an insider. That's what insiders do.
Yes, sir.
Look at where that information came from. And, you know, ultimately when you want to figure out where information came from, figure out sort of the consequence of it or who benefits from it.
Mm-hmm.
There's certainly no way in my mind that anyone in Andrew Luck's camp leaked this information, because look at what it did to him and what it did to his moment.
Right.
So this had to come from somebody inside the Colts organization somewhere,
yep.
And they leaked it. And that, you know, is a pattern. Jim Irsay, let's remember, he's the one that was on SiriusXM talking about the injury when none of us knew that it was anything other than a calf,
mm-hmm.
Most recently saying, well, maybe it's a bone issue. This is the same team that allowed a GM to put absolute garbage in front of Andrew Luck as an offensive line for years. And he still retires over his six-year period. He retires with the second most touchdowns all time for anybody in a six-year span. And he retires the third most in all-time yards for any quarterback in that time. So he still put up epic numbers, even though the Colts did nothing to protect him on the field. They never put the right talent around him. They never protected him medically, and now they've asked the same medical staff to sort of fix whatever an issue is now, but yet again, they can't figure out. I mean, the Colts have done nothing but fail their fans and fail Andrew Luck over and over again.
We are, of course, talking to the great Jason Fitz. He joins us every Monday here on the show. You can hear him on Go Look and Wingo every morning right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I know Titans fans were wildly celebrating this news on Saturday. I mean, their owner is retiring. It's over. Like, he's finally leaving his post, but then the Titans played a game last night, and whether preseason does or doesn't mean anything, they just haven't looked good. Mariota hasn't looked good. It opens up the AFC South. There's no question about that. But does it open it up specifically for the Titans?
No. And, you know, for the city of Nashville, I wish the answer was different, but it just isn't, you know, and this is what I've been saying and over and over again while we've been having the Mariota versus Tannehill conversation is, let's remember whoever wins this job, Mariota or Tannehill, look, all indications are Mariota's the starter for the foreseeable future. But, okay, fine. He was still the third best quarterback in that division until Andrew Luck retired. And look, now you can sort of hang your hat, fine, you're the second best. But you can look around the division, and there's a definitive talent gap in my mind between what the Texans have, what the Colts have, even without Andrew Luck. They still have a defense that is, in my mind, better than the Titans' defense, at least as good talent-wise, an offense that is substantially better, an offensive line that is absolutely better. I mean, they're still a more talented football team. So the Titans, top to bottom at this point, are still the third or fourth most talented team in the AFC South. And you're right, Mariota hasn't looked good. And that, I realize preseason doesn't matter, but you want your quarterback to be completing basic passes. You want your offensive line not getting beat up repeatedly, which happened last night against Pittsburgh. I mean, they just looked outmanned and outmatched. And guess what? Those are their starters. So before you start running, you know, parades and throwing it out, and I'm sure it was a previously planned time tweet, but my God, last night, as all of this is going down, last night, the Titans, over the course of the weekend on Saturday and Sunday, were still blasting out tweets of, hey, buy season tickets. It's like they want this to be a reason that everybody should have hope. I want the reason to have hope is because the players are developing the right way and you've got the right guys in the building. And I don't think that they have the quarterback of the future, and they still don't have weapons that we know that they can rely on offensively. And the offensive line doesn't look good. There's a lot of reasons for concern for the Titans.
Let me present a scenario to you, Jason. If they say they go 0-2, I think it's Cleveland first, and then they've got the Colts, right? And if you've lost to the Colts without Andrew Luck, I figure now there's even more of a panic by fans who are thinking the AFC South's more wide open, right, to go to Tannehill. To go to Ryan Tannehill, who's behind him, and that'd be at 0-2 after a loss to the Colts. If we gave them the Colts the win there, do you think the Tannehill there, with what they've got, can he get them to the playoffs? Can he get them back in the race?
I don't think so. I don't think there's a huge difference between Tannehill and Mariota, but I'll go back to what guys at ESPN have said that have been around Tannehill that. In practice, he's just an impressive quarterback. People
mm-hmm.
say that in practice he's impressive. Now, the guys that I know that are covering the Titans right now say that there's just never been behind closed doors within that building, there is no conversation about Tannehill.
Of course.
I don't know that that can stay the same, though, if Mariota starts slow. I mean, and that's possible. I still don't know that the Titans will be a favorite in Vegas' eyes against the Colts without Andrew Luck playing for Indianapolis. And so you got to look at it and say Vegas is going to squarely have them as the underdog and likely to start 0-2. So, you know, it's not that easy. And then they're going to have to look around and figure out, okay, long-term, short-term. Because I'll tell you this, Mike Vrabel is safe. I don't think there's anything, and I've seen some of the national articles, I don't think there's anything that can happen this year that gets Mike Vrabel fired short of an epic disaster. You know that. But John Robinson and Mike Vrabel seem to have the pulse of the city, the pulse of the fans, the pulse of ownership. Everybody seems to be in love with the coach-GM combo. So if things aren't going well and coach and GM aren't taking the blame, who is? That's the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. We are, of course, talking to Jason Fitz. He joins us every single Monday here on the show. It was week zero. It didn't really feel like this great return of college. Like, the game, I feel like, did not meet the moment. It's like college football is back, and then it was, like, sloppy and nasty. So I'm going to say week one will officially be the start of college football, Fitz. Where are you on this?
Yeah, I'm with you, and it's a little bit of a word of caution, you know, because we keep sitting here saying that we don't want preseason football in the NFL. I know that they're college kids versus pros, but my God, we were watching two teams that just couldn't get out of their own way, and it was ugly. And I got to look at that and say, do we really want that for the first two or three weeks of the NFL season? I don't, you know, and I think Florida's going to end up being an okay football team, but there were questions about Felipe Franks before, you know, from last season, and he played well at the end of the year, so I think people forget that. And then Felipe Franks came out and didn't look particularly good. And Miami's offense, which we expected, didn't look particularly good. And you're sort of reminded that, man, football is ugly when guys don't have that rhythm and they don't seem to know exactly what they're doing. And I don't believe that game taking place on week one would have made it any better. I think teams need to be able to knock the rust off, hit some people, and sort of get a feel for what it looks like. And a preseason game would be a valuable asset for college football. I know they don't want it, but I look at that as a warning shot to the NFL.
Do you buy the argument that Felipe, if he runs more this season, which he was doing there toward the end of the season, 6'6", 245, Mullen said he wants him to use that athleticism more, that if he does that, they're a team that could sort of take that next step, maybe even up in Georgia for that SEC East title. Do you buy that it's all sort of riding on Franks and whether or not he can be multidimensional?
I think even if Felipe Franks is multidimensional, the talent gap between Georgia, like, we need to be having the conversation about how narrow the talent gap is between Georgia, Clemson, and Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where Georgia is talent-wise.
And no doubt.
Anything short of being in that conversation is an epic fail for Georgia, in my mind. You know, Florida is putting themselves in that range where Kentucky was last year. I mean, Kentucky had the right players, and it was a special year, and maybe Florida can do something that makes a little noise in that setting, but I don't think they're anywhere near the same spectrum of where Georgia is talent top to bottom. And look, Felipe Franks could sell his soul to the devil and wake up tomorrow and suddenly be this epic quarterback, and that the rest of the team still isn't on that same level.
Fitz, I always appreciate the time, man. Thank
you, brother.
You guys are the best. Have a great week.
Yep. He is Jason Fitz. Joins us every single Monday here on the show. Yeah, that just was not like some glorious return of college football, you know?
It's college football and its first one. You knew it was going to be sloppy. But it was super sloppy.
Yeah, like it was like especially bad.
And here's where I was rolling my eyes, where Felipe is just barking to the crowd like they've beaten the number one top five team or something.
Yes.
Y'all keep doubting me.
Yes.
And I have no problem guys finding their motivation, but I just thought he was a little bit overboard with the performance itself and just the sort of, hey, look at us. It wasn't a shiny, great performance there by Florida or him individually.
Did you happen
finally
to
hit the big pass in the fourth quarter?
Did you happen to catch? And I'm glad, by the way, that my hair could carry us on this day today.
My gosh,
it's thin out here today. I guess.
No, there's plenty to talk about. That's the kind of news you made this weekend with that.
Well, I just think like, come on, you know,
it's shocking, like Luck's retirement, bro.
But locally. But at any rate, you know, did you happen to catch Michael Irvin his pregame, you didn't see it?
I don't know.
Oh my God, bro! Like I'd have to show you the video, but he was like,
"Is it a rant? Something we can play audio wise?"
Yes, but it's over though. I don't know if it's even relevant to play anymore. But basically, like I feel like he's gonna bust a blood vessel. You know, you have to. It's like he says something like, "We gonna come in here." I can't even do it. I can't even do it justice. You know, but it's lit. I'll have to show you all during the break, because it'd be pointless to come back with it at this point because they lost the game. But anyway, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Golic and Wingo.
Coming up on Tuesday, Luck said bye to the NFL and by proxy the AFC. So is the next challenger to the Patriots conference dominance destined to be a top dog? Plus college football week one. Let's go. Golic and Wingo Tuesday.
Golic and Wingo. Weekday mornings from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Put the radio on 92.9 FM or 680 AM for all the names and games. College Radio Game Day Saturday, along with SEC football.
Your clients want beautiful floors that stay beautiful. You want clients that stay happy after the job is done. Home Decorators Collection water-resistant 8mm flooring, exclusively from the Home Depot, is a laminate you can stand behind, because it stands up to demanding homeowners. They get the beauty they want. You get to give them a quote that will floor them. Home Decorators Collection water-resistant 8mm laminate. Just $158 a square foot. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Summer's ending, and savings are back in business with Dell's Labor Day sale. Small businesses can save up to 40% on select business computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, free shipping on everything, including a wide selection of thousands of top-brand electronics. Give our specially trained small business technology advisors a call. They can help you find just the right tech to fit your business with Labor Day savings. Visit Dell.com/businessdeals or call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
Hey, if you want a new car or truck, make sure you get it at the wholesale price. Come on out to Wholesale Unlimited today. Every car, truck, SUV is here. A red Jeep Wrangler or a white Jeep Wrangler. Nissan Rogue or Ford Explorer. Escalade or Yukon XL. Silverados, Rams, F-150, Mercedes, Infiniti, Lexus. Here's a yellow Camaro, a white Mustang convertible, all at Wholesale Unlimited on Pleasant View just off Covington Pike. You get unlimited choices and you only pay the wholesale price. That's why they call it Wholesale Unlimited. Don't worry about your credit score. Wholesale Unlimited has the best financing for you. Go to WUCars.com and look at them all. Or just Google Wholesale Unlimited Memphis. A little money goes a long way when you buy cars and trucks at wholesale prices. Come get what you really want to drive today. It's Wholesale Unlimited on Pleasant View just off Covington Pike. And tell them you heard about them on ESPN. You will thank me later.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the floor like Pam, like Tommy just burst in the door. Started whooping her ass first than before. They first were divorced, sewing her over furniture. It's the return of the... Oh, wait, no, wait, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said... Nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement. Feminist women love Eminem. Chicka, 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 Slim Shady. I'm sick of him. Look at him walking around, grabbing his you-know-what, flipping the you-know-who.
About to be lunchtime. Why don't you head on over to the Wing Guru? Got a couple of choices. $56.99 Mount Moriah or $71.99 Stage Road. Got hit up on Twitter this weekend, John. Folks trying it for the first time. How are you this late to the party? I'm just happy you've joined the party. That's what we should all be grateful, because you've tasted the greatest chicken wings in Memphis. And John, Billy Richmond, a former Tiger basketball player, does it with the best premium flavors on the map, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. The best in the world. He's got the spicy taco, the garlic sriracha, the 901 Nashville hot, all kinds of flavors, and they're all amazing over at the Wing Guru.
Went over there on Friday, had a little lunch after the show with my brother.
Oh, my.
Woo, it was good. Got some of that 901. You know how I like it, boneless. I get six because I'm a small man, 160 pounds. But boy, is it filling. You can get yours today. Again, $56.99 Mount Moriah, $71.99 Stage Road. Get over there today. Get your Wing Guru. When you see Billy, you tell him Jason and John sent you.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We're rebranding our show. We're actually going to call it The Hair Salon. This is The Hair Salon. We go every day from 11 to 2.
I've given you a hard time, Josh, and you about going to a salon. But I was educated that that's what y'all do.
I never go to the barbershop.
I go to the chop shop. Y'all go to the salon. My wife goes to the salon.
Me and my wife all do too. We've
had
very serious conversations about this color and everything like that. I'm curious. Have you ever done anything drastic with your hair?
Other than cut it. No, I mean, you know, like take off all the facial hair or something. So that take off the mustache. That could be a little shocking. That's not drastic. When you see a man
shaving,
take a mustache off. It's been there for a while. It can look a little crazy. You understand? But that's about the extent of it
okay.
for me, John.
So you're pretty even keel.
Nothing as shocking as this white velvet.
Is it really?
But it's a look I like.
Is it really that shocking?
You're not just gonna beat up my guy here, okay?
I think it looks good.
I sense a little bit of jealousy.
I think it looks really good.
And I think it does too.
And I will tell you this.
I just want to rub my. It looks like a perm. I just want to rub my hand through there.
I invite you to do that.
Yeah. No, it's not that necessary.
I invite you to rub your hands.
It's more the thought of it than actually wanting to actually go through with it.
Yeah. No, it looks softer though.
Yeah.
You know, it definitely feels different. You know.
Looks like velvet.
It feels. You gotta use it. You know, when you go blonde, man, there's like a maintenance. That comes with it.
Platinum blonde.
You have to take care of it. There's special shampoo you can use. Like, you can't use Head and Shoulders anymore because it's a medicinal shampoo. It's like a medicated shampoo,
mm-hmm.
and it dries your hair.
Ugh.
And you don't want that when you go blonde. Did you know that?
Did not.
Do you use Head and Shoulders?
Why would I?
I don't know how that works.
Head and Shoulders, no, I don't need it. That's for folks with that dandruff.
What do you use?
My wife gets me the, I don't know if it's Axe or what it is.
Okay.
Some kind of 2-in-1 shampoo.
Okay.
Smells good. More about the smell than the actual. And I don't have that dandruff issue like y'all do.
Okay. So a couple things that we need to hit. I mentioned this Michael Irvin clip. It is really that good. Like, it's so good that I have to, like.
This was before the game? Before a recent?
No, we don't have it anymore. Anyway, I'll email it to you, man.
Okay.
Do we have it? Okay. We do not have the clip, so maybe we'll have it someday. We were talking with Jason Fitz about the Colts, right, and Andrew Luck retiring.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of because I got a little bit of reaction from Titans fans, you know, not a lot.
All you do is seek to trigger them like Dockage and Godley.
Who said that the Titans now – own the division, or the division runs through the Tennessee Titans.
Easy to say, y'all own Jacksonville here lately.
Now, why or how the Titans, what math they use to get to that?
Here you go.
I'm not. I'd like to see it.
Oh, come on.
But you weren't even the second best team in the division last year, so you can't say that the division runs through you. Yeah, but still, though, for the division to run through you, you got to at least be the second best team if Andrew Luck's retiring. You're not. And by the way, really quickly. I made this point to you last night. We don't know that Jacoby Brissett is not a good quarterback. When he filled in 2017, he got absolutely slaughtered back there. Like, I mean, he didn't have any time. That offensive line was, if not the worst in the NFL, one of the worst in the NFL. I actually think he's a decent quarterback. Like, he's got some tools. Like, I might take Jacoby Brissett over Marcus Mariota.
He was one of the better backups in the league. You put him among the best backups in the league. I'm not sure, though, John. I don't know that we've seen enough. And, again, they have a much improved offensive line from when he was in there a couple of years ago. But, again, I'm not sure that he can sort of save things and all of a sudden keep them a playoff team. I'm sort of expecting the other way, where they, in a way, fall off the map and certainly not a playoff team, and they fall down in the South. I'm with you. Yeah, we haven't seen enough of Jacoby to say he's awful or bad.
Like, the Colts have a good football team.
I'm not sure I've got a supreme confidence in Brissett making them a playoff team.
Well, I'm not saying that either.
I feel like they will fall, just like most of America does.
I don't know that they won't be still a competitive and maybe good football team.
Well, they could be going for a first or second pick in the draft.
I do think there is a
range. Luck makes that much of a difference.
There is certainly a range. I am more on the side of I think they will be – a 7-8 win football team.
Well, that ain't going to win the division, so who benefits the most?
It won't win the division, but we don't know. Like, those 7 or 8 wins, two of them or one of them certainly could come against the Titans.
They literally had a mind block when it came to Andrew Luck, who's 11-0 against them.
Yes.
Right? That was their that they couldn't beat Andrew Luck. Now that that's gone mentally, I've got to think, is there a team in the AFC South who, by the way, we haven't mentioned it yet, Houston lost Lamar Miller, looks like, for the season, too, their running back. More AFC South news that looks in terms of opening things up for the Titans would probably benefit them. Who stands to gain more?
Right.
Jacksonville, Houston, which just lost their running back for the season, although I think the Duke kid's going to be good for them. The guy they got from the Browns, he'll be solid in that role for now. They're going to have to go out and get somebody, though. But the only other team you could say, really, is Jacksonville. Like, who stands to gain more?
We're getting some feedback here.
Yeah. Anyway, you clearly, what I'm trying to figure out, John, is just you gonna be down on the Titans just to be down on the Titans until you see it, or are you really saying there's another team in the AFC South you like? Because I think the joke was wide open.
Well,
we got to see if Foles has got the magic away from
it
Philly.
It is open, but
you know we got to see if Houston can keep Deshaun upright. It was awful last year, and now they've lost their running back, and so again, who if not the Titans, who? You're sticking everything with Jacksonville? I don't think you can do that. They've got just as much a shot as anybody. Although, that said, I have not liked what I've seen from Mariota. It's been a little
right.
Scary. That's a separate issue, though.
Yes, I think it there's no question it would be dishonest intellectually for me to say that it does not open up the AFC South. But does that mean that it opens it up for the Titans? And I think the answer is no, it does not open it up.
So pick one.
The Texans. The Texans are going to win the division.
They just lost their running back.
But they still have Deshaun Watson, though, and they still have DeAndre Hopkins.
They got Deshaun Watson, but who was the most hit and sacked quarterback in the league last year.
But they were still a better team than the Titans. They were still a better team than the Titans. Now,
no excuse for the Titans. That is said, and I would not put – look, Jacksonville had a top-five defense last year. You've added a quarterback who's won a Super Bowl. Okay, you got to take that – but I can't – again, John, we've got to see that magic for him away from Philly.
That's totally fair because
Houston just lost a running back who's pretty darn good, a Pro Bowler, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, they're still your pick.
Pro Bowler now.
They're still your pick?
Everybody's a Pro Bowler.
Okay.
I don't think Lamar Miller makes them a worse team than the Titans.
It feels like heeled towards the Titans all the time.
No, they have
and
not
I'm
looked
trying
good.
To see if this is what that is.
If the Titans would have looked good in this preseason, or if they had done anything at all to make people believe that they were going to be a better football team, then it would be. But they have done absolutely nothing in this preseason to make you think they're going to contend for the division.
This might be a division where nine games gets it done for you. And nine games is what they won last year.
Yes.
Again, it looks to me like the Colts have possibly taken a step back. We clearly think it has been won.
Yes.
Looks to me like Houston's possibly taken a step back, having lost its running back for the season this weekend. I'm not convinced that offensive line's improved. So the only one sitting there is Jacksonville. And again, if you've got some supreme belief in Jacksonville, which is upgraded at quarterback,
they're just better because
then that is one thing. Or if you're just hating on the Titans to be hating on the Titans, then that's another thing.
No, I mean, I think it's all those things.
I don't hear you up super high on Jacksonville. All of a sudden, you think it's Houston. I just don't see where the improvement's
been. The improvement is Jacksonville upgraded quarterback. They have a better quarterback than they've ever had in that division.
What I'm saying is if you're picking Jacksonville, I can see the argument. I can't see one with Houston.
Well, Houston is just their – I think Deshaun Watson is a great quarterback, and I think they have the best receiver in the division DeAndre Hopkins.
Hopkins.
You know, so, yes, like that – I'm just and they also have a good defense. Like, their defense is respectable, you know.
You don't like Mariota.
I don't.
That is fair. That's absolutely fair. I think Tannehill could probably come in there, and certainly, again, if this is going to be a division that's won with nine games, you got a shot with Tannehill. If it's a division that's going to have to be won with 10, 11 games, which, again, I don't think Jacksonville's going on some crazy run, right, then no, Tannehill's not going to get you there. But, I want to give Mariota the benefit of the doubt, you know, five offenses in 5 years.
Right.
But you watch him, and you see the indecision. And, again, even on that safety he took, right, where he's trying to get to his second progression, if you've got a bad offensive line, and that offensive play line play was awful against the Steelers, in your fifth season as a pro, you've got to have the awareness to know that.
Mm-hmm.
That decision, especially down there inside the five, inside the two, has got to come extra quick. You don't have the extra time to look for that. And he has just been so – you watch him, it feels like slow to process. Again, he has an argument. It's fifth offense in 5 years. Titans haven't done him any favors. But, bro, that's the job, too. You're a professional quarterback.
Yep.
Not going to sit here and cry for you. That's part of the gig. And it just seems to me like whether it's processing or whatever, that's his issue. The comparison that fits, you know, Tannehill, Mariota. Yeah, Tannehill, you know how I feel about him. Converted wide receiver that just kind of gets it done in the dink and dunk. Yeah, but he seems to grasp systems better.
Yep.
Like he's making decisions faster. In this day and age, when they're blitzing you like they are, you got to get it out fast. That's what I don't see with Mariota. Salisbury said the same thing. He's too slow with decisions, and right now it doesn't look like he wants to speed it up either. Still looks indecisive. So that's what I'm worried about with him. I know he's going to start the season, no matter what happens right. here the rest of the way of the preseason. They probably.
I wouldn't say he's on solid ground by any stretch,
though. My fear for him, again, and maybe it'll be a good thing for the Titans. Maybe he's the wrong guy. My fear for him is you go out week two, you get stomped by Cleveland. You go out week two and lose to the Colts that don't have Andrew Luck?
Yep.
Brother, they're going to be asking for your head. The fans are going to be wanting Tannehill by that point. So you've kind of moved up sort of the sense of urgency of whether or not, because that, like where we started, I think the AFC South's wide open, and it's for the Titans taking it if they want it.
I do think it will be. It's certainly going to be an interesting race. Like, there's no question about that. We know that it will be an interesting race. I just think the Texans emerge victorious. Are you picking the Titans in the division?
Them or Jacksonville?
You got to pick one, man.
Then I'll roll Titans.
You want the Titans.
I'll roll.
But you don't believe it.
Mariota's been going vanilla on you. He's been slow for a reason.
Okay.
So you couldn't see him making quick decisions on film.
Okay.
No, I mean, I would, betting man probably go Jacksonville. Again, you've upgraded quarterback. Your defense is still solid. Again, I'll be pulling harder for the Titans, but would not be surprised to see Jacksonville win it. I'm going Titans, though. I'm picking Titans since you want it. Put me up on there. I'll give it to you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.